Know who you really are and live in that knowledge. Know who you really are and live in that knowledge. When we learn who we really are and live in the knowledge of what we really are, our life is fulfilled in every degree, in every facet, in every possibility. When we learn that we are unconditional love, we have no judgment for anybody, we're just unconditional love. And we look at the world and we say, what a glorious world, what a fabulous world, what a marvelous world. And we look at the people in the world and we say, wow, yes, those are the people that I created. I look at every person and I see them as being fulfilled in every way. I look at every person and I see every person in the universe, glorious beyond words. I love everyone. I love everyone. Beloved, I say to everyone. Now, it's not a matter that I expect those people to love me. They do, but that's not the point. I love everyone, and everyone is my beloved. I do not expect anything from anybody. I don't expect anything from anybody. I don't expect anything from anybody. All I do is just unconditionally love everyone in my world. And I love them because I am love. I love them because I can only see love. I can only be love because that's my nature. That's who I am. That's the truth about me now and always. I have that very unique quality, that unique ability, we all do, of looking at a child and seeing it happy, seeing it fulfilled, seeing it wonderful, seeing it at peace. I do not look at a child wishing that it were peaceful, wishing that it were joyous. If I see a child who is crying, I immediately say to myself, all is in divine order, all is peace. I immediately create that child, that circumstance, in unconditional love and in peace. When I look at another person who is having a little difficulty with anything at all, whether it's relationships or finances or health or whatever it may be, I look at that person and I say, all is in divine order now. All is peace now. All is glorious now. All is fantastic now. And as I say that, it is done. It is done. And how wonderful that is. That's what unconditional love is. And that's who I really am, and that's who you really are. We really are divine. We really are God. We really are the allness of the universe. And the allness of the universe cannot change to be good and bad. It can only and always be good and beautiful and wonderful. That's who I am. That's who you are. That's what all is. And how wonderful that is. Yes, I am peace. I look at all the world at peace. I look at the universe around me, startling and glorious and bright and charming and wonderful, and I say peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me, in my heart, in my soul, in my being, in my love. It didn't start anywhere else. If there's confusion or any type of conflict, I immediately say, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. And truly, that's where it started, and that's where it will grow from. And that's all it is. If I am peace, the world is peace. And how glorious that is. How can you be happy? How can you be happy? How can any of us ever be happy when there are circumstances in life that says that it's not quite the way we'd like it to be? Well, you are happy when you keep your consciousness one-pointed on happiness. You look at everything in the world, everybody in the world, and you recognize that they are good, glorious people. There is not a negative person on the face of the earth. And should we ever presume there might be, that's our creation. So let our creation always be that every person on the face of the earth, every person in the universe is happy, joyous, free now, all the time. They're not looking for happiness. They are happy. Yes, because it comes right out of our heart. They're not looking for joy or peace or unconditional love. They are joy, peace, and unconditional love. They live that in their heart because I live it in my heart, and they are my reflection. All the world is my reflection. Say that for yourself. Know that all the world is your reflection. Learn who we really are and live in that knowledge. And truly, that is knowledge. We sort of talk occasionally how wonderful science is, how wonderful science is, how wonderful science is. Look up in the dictionary, if you will, and find out what the word science means. Science means study of knowledge. Knowledge. And that knowledge dwells in us. It's not something we're going to seek outside of ourselves. We're not going to seek the algebraic complements outside of ourselves, but we're going to have it right in our heart, right in our being, right in who we are. We are that knowledge. We are that science. We are that technique for being unconditional love, the technique for being peace, technique for being happiness. That's who we are. We are that technique. And it can be called a science. Truly, it is a science. It's knowledge. Now, what is the knowledge? There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There's the technique. And I take that technique, and I put it to work. And I look all around me, and I see the reflection of the joy in my heart. But if I'm unhappy in my heart, if I'm unhappy in my mind and my soul, the world will reflect that back to me. If I have anger in me, the world will reflect that back. If I have anything contrary to my highest good, the world will reflect that back to me with all its heart and soul and being. Well, now, I am going to make quite sure that I am always in a happy state of consciousness. I'm always in a peaceful state of consciousness. I'm always in unconditional love of my universe. And as I live in this unconditional love in my universe, as I am this fantastic quality that I would have all the world be and enjoy, I dwell in the contentment, the awareness that it is done. And it's done in me. I'd breathe deeply and let it all out. Before I lay down to sleep, I breathe deeply and let it all out 10, 12, many times. And as I do that, my body just relaxes. The tension goes away. All the things that would make me be confused or make me be unhappy is released from my system. I did it. I did it. You did it by our choice. Peace, peace. The doctor puts his hand on your forehead and says, that's just fine. And you feel peace. You're the coolness of the doctor's hand, the nurse's hand, the coolness of mother's hand, the coolness of mother's kiss. And we feel all is right with the world. All is right with the world. And it's just something that we have done. Learn who we are. Learn who we really are, and live in that knowledge. Live in the science of who we really are, and watch the contentment that is always ours be demonstrated in our world, about us, in every person, in every circumstance, in every pet, in every animal, in every being in the universe, upon universes, dwell with me. In this glorious experience, I see it in me now, and I see you as my reflection, living unconditional love today and forevermore. more. I love you. I love you. I love you.